Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-0401-0045-3740.
Perfect. Just give me a second to pull up your file here and we can get the ball rolling. One second. There we go. Is this, looks like JMR Construction?
That's correct.
Perfect. And who is this that I'm speaking to here? We don't have a... Oh, wait, is this, I'm going to assume this is not Joanne?
Ron.
Sorry, what did you say your name was? Bob?
Ron.
Ron? Okay. And how are you involved with the business there? Are you one of the owners, or... Okay, and are you 100% owner, or are you and Joan 50-50?
She's my wife, and she's 89-20.
Okay, 80% wife, and you're 20. Okay, so I'm just going to confirm some quick information here on the file, and then I can kind of answer any questions you may have. Can you just confirm the billing address for the business?
109 Black Gold Lane, Folsom, California.
And then the zip code?
563.
Perfect. And as far as you know, your business classification, are you guys a partnership, C corp, S corp, LLC?
S corp.
S corp. Okay. And how long have you guys been in business there?
16 years.
16 years. Okay. And as far as you know, a contact phone in case this does get disconnected is the 916-357-5167. The best number there for you.
No.
What's a good number?
916-439-0593 for the purpose of this call.
Okay.
This is my call.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so, you know, we do have multiple programs here. If you kind of want to just paint a picture for what you were looking to do, I can point you in the right direction.
Well, I'm interested in this one that we got. What's your interest rate?
It's just going to kind of depend there on what program you were looking to do. Was it more on the capital or equipment side there for the business?
Capital.
Capital? Okay. How much were you guys looking to bring on there?
Let's just say the 250.
Okay. What was the capital going to be used for there?
Pay off another loan that we had through the business.
I see. What kind of loan is that? Is it like an SBA loan or a working capital loan?
Well, it was, yeah, working capital.
Who was it with?
It was a private money lender.
Okay. How much is the current loan at that you have out right now?
250.
Say that again?
250.
The current balance on it is $250K?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you had that loan out? Is this something you recently brought on, or have you had it for quite some time?
I would say it's about 2.5 years.
Oh, wow. And how were you guys able to get, did you guys like refi that at some point, or how did you guys get those kind of terms?
What do you mean, those kind of terms?
Well, I'm saying if you're 2 years in and the balance is still $250,000, you know, working capital loans are usually a little bit shorter term there. So I was just trying to see, like, what was the set terms that you had when you originally took it out?
Well, that was the terms.
Okay, so it was $250K for 2 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know what the balance is at now, the current balance?
We took that and paid, and we paid interest only on that.
Okay.
That's what it is.
I see. Okay, this is making sense now. Me so far. Okay. And so, you know, as far as, you know, consolidating that loan there, was there going to be any other reasons for the capital? I mean, did you have any projects coming up, or was there any maybe any equipment you were looking to bring on for the business?
Not at this time. I mean, we got liquidity. I just want to take care of this note, though.
I see. What's the current issue with the loan there? What are you guys not happy about?
Well, it's due.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
The note is due.
I see. The 250K is.
Yeah.
Okay. So was this just like a business loan that then was taken off, or I don't understand how you have a working capital loan there that still has a 250K balance 2 years later? Was it just a business loan then that you took out?
It was a business loan that we took out.
Okay. Okay.
And then we have received funds in the last 6 months from a lawsuit, which I want to retain in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And not pay this loan down.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's making a lot more sense now, actually. I'm sure you got the pre-approved offer there. With working capital loans, it is based off of your top-line revenue there. What did you guys do last year in sales there? And I can kind of see what we're working with there.
Last year was kind of we did about, I think it was 285. This year we're close to 700. In the years past, we were 30 million. So.
Oh, wow.
Back in 2007, 8, 9, 10.
Wow.
I'd like for you to answer some questions. What is the interest rate? Because I may not even want to go any further than that.
Yeah, you're going to get approved for the best rate possible there. If you look like a Tier A type of customer there on paper, you're going to get a Tier A rate on it. I just can't give you any of those kind of numbers without them kind of being in front of me. It's just not fair to you. What were you looking for, if you don't mind me asking?
You do have a range. You have your best into the worst.
Well, I mean,
that you all mean. I'm not interested in high-interest loans.
Well, I mean, it's an unsecured cash loan there. So these are not going to be your typical, cheap kind of loan there. It is unsecured. It kind of allows you to use it for however you see fit. If you don't mind me asking, have you guys gotten approval with someone else? Just kind of see what you've been working with.
Well, I haven't even thought about it until I found it.
I see. What's the rate that you have there on the current loan, the 250K one?
Well, that's really irrelevant because it's due. So, I either can pay it off, which costs me nothing, in terms of interest, or find some interest out there that makes it interesting to take care of. But I guess you're not going to answer that, though. What is your secured loans?
On the equipment side, we'll do secured there, but on the working capital, it is an unsecured cash loan. Were you interested in looking at secured options?
Yeah, but I'm not interested in buying equipment or having any security with equipment, so.
Okay. That's definitely something that we can look at then. As far as getting your approval, there's really only three, with your case, it'll be four factors that we would look at. It's just a one-page application. Did you guys file your 2015 taxes yet? Or did you guys do an extension?
2015, yeah, that was done.
Okay. We would just need that and then 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once we get that, we can kind of see the current assessment of your business and see where you're at. And we can usually get you an answer from my underwriting department about 24 hours after I receive that. And then we would just kind of need a current balance situation there on the current loan that you had out, just so we know where you're at with it. But when were you looking to bring this capital on? Was this something you had planned to do within the next few weeks? Is this down the road in a few months? What was your kind of time scale there?
Well, probably in the next month. But I I'm not feeling very comfortable with this conversation because you're not committing to or giving me any information about interest rates.
Well, I just don't have any information on your business. I just don't think that's fair to get.
But no, it is fair because if I walk into a bank or if I talk to other lenders, they can tell me these are the ranges and this is the points. You're non-committal on everything. I don't think I want to pursue this any further. Thank you. Goodbye.
You don't want to pursue what, sir?